Europe.
Polish infrastructure. Grand schemes. Donald Tusk is working out which of the previous government's plans to axe.
Elżbieta Zimmermann fears her barn will collapse. She has put off repairs since 2017 when she heard that the government would build a mega airport on the site of her farm in Podolishev, 50 kilometres west of Warsaw. The project has been put on ice since Poland's populist Law and Justice, or Peace Party, which championed it, was voted out in late 2023. Peace's centre-right successors have promised more fiscal responsibility. But scrapping mega-projects means sunk costs and dashed hopes. The Liberal government that took over in December inherited a mixed bag of investments. Some are too far along to cancel, such as a shipping channel in an out-of-the-way lagoon that cost over 2 billion zloty, that's $495 million, to build. Despite its dubious value, Donald Tusk, the Prime Minister, said he would finish the final 900 metres. Other projects can still be reconsidered. An effort to produce a Polish electric car, a partnership with Geely, a Chinese firm, has cost the state some 500 million zlotys since 2016. Land for a factory has been bought, but construction keeps getting put off. In April, the government said it needed to rethink the investment's formula. The main question is what to do about the Central Communication Port, or CPK, an air rail hub. The previous government envisaged an airport initially handling 34 million passengers a year and 100 million later, comparable to London's Heathrow, connected to some 2,000 kilometres of new high-speed railways. It aimed to make Poland the transport centre of Eastern Europe. But detractors argue that the country cannot afford to spend over 155 billion zloty on a bet that may not pay off. The project's new boss, Maciej Lasek, says the plan he inherited was driven by national pride rather than good economic sense. A six-month audit will decide whether the money would be better spent on regional airports and rail. The government now thinks CPK could open in 2032 at the earliest. In the meantime, on April 30th, it announced it would expand Warsaw's current airport as a bridging measure. That airport carried 24 million passengers last year, near its capacity. The 2.4 billion zloty expansion would boost it to 30 million in 2029. Predictably, Peace attacked the decision. But so did some business figures. Maciej Wilk, a former executive at LOT, Poland's national carrier, called it an infrastructural coup d'etat. The Council of Polish Global Entrepreneurs, or RPPG, a lobby group, urged Mr. Tusk to take a more far-sighted approach to CPK. Dropping CPK would be painful. The Treasury has spent billions of zloty to design the hub and buy land. There is a social cost too. Like Ms. Zimmermann, thousands of residents in the area have had their lives uprooted. In Nowe Orishev, a village in its centre, a third of the 60 houses have been voluntarily vacated, according to Mirosław Tondera, the mayor. CPK is widely seen as the brainchild of Peace, but it is also popular. In a poll in February, 58% supported the idea. Poles feel they are a nation that does not get what it deserves, says Jacek Nizinkiewicz, the political editor of Rzeczpospolitia, a daily. The project addressed those unfulfilled ambitions. And, though risky, long-term bets can pay off. The LNG terminal in Świnoujście, approved in 2006 under Peace and completed in 2015 by Civic Platform, Mr. Tusk's erstwhile party, has helped wean Poland off Russian gas. Now both parties squabble over bragging rights.